You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We have some really cool new resources from our friends at Concordia Publishing House to share with you today that support you in your daily lives. And if you are a middle school teacher or if you are a student in middle school or you care about students in middle school, we have a really great curriculum to share with you as well today. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today from Concordia Publishing House, President and CEO of CPH, Jonathan Schultz. Jonathan, welcome back.
Good morning. It is great to join you guys, as always, here on the Coffee Hour.
Always great to have you in studio. And Elizabeth Pittman, Director of Public Relations. Elizabeth, welcome back.
Thanks. Great to see you both.
Now, this is kind of fun. You guys have a podcast at Concordia Publishing House as well. So this is on the other side of the table here. We get to ask the questions today.
I'm feeling a little uncomfortable on this side of the table. I think I might need to switch places with you.
It's very weird to be on the other side.
I'm thinking we could do a crossover, though.
Hey,
sometime with them.
That'd be fun.
That would be very fun.
Let's do that.
So you have some, CPH has developed numerous great new resources, but we're going to zero in on two of them today.
Only two.
We're going to zero in on two of them today, particularly talking about a new app, the Lutheran Study Bible app. I always have to make sure I put in the first.
Capitalize.
The Lutheran Study Bible app. An app of the Lutheran Study Bible. So what, first of all, we should clarify what, before we talk about the app, what is the Lutheran Study Bible?
So the Lutheran Study Bible is a Bible that we came out with about 15 years ago. It's a study Bible. It was a replacement for the Concordia Self-Study Bible that many people were probably familiar with. Mm-hmm. And it was the first study Bible in English written from the ground up, meaning we had a whole host of pastors and theologians in our church that worked on this. So the text itself is from the English Standard Version, the one that we use in the hymnal and in the lectionary. And then all the notes, however, were written by our theologians and our pastors, practicing pastors. And there's 26,000 notes in this. And then
just a few.
Wow.
Yeah. Lots of maps, color maps, as you'd expect in a study Bible, and drawings and illustrations, great introductory material, and timelines of the Bible, and it's just a wonderful resource.
I would say there's also 200 articles on all sorts of topics included in there as well. So there's such a wealth of great information at your fingertips.
Yeah, it is jam-packed full of so many things. What a great resource to have in a book form, and now it's also in an app form. What prompted the development of shrinking the TLSB?
It's a very large volume,
it,
by the way.
Yes, it is very big.
It's very large.
Yes, I have one of the hard copies at home like that. And
it's big. It's got a lot in there.
It does,
but it's big.
Yes.
What prompted the development of shrinking that into an app for a phone?
Yeah, you bet. So a lot of our customers have said over the last 10 years, 15 years, hey, this would be great. We have other study Bible apps, but they're not the Lutheran Study Bible with the capital T on the. And so as a result, we listened to that. And we tried 10 years ago to make this happen. Oh. And just the cost of developing an app that's this complex, that's going to have great functionality and usability of it, was very difficult. And at that time, we said we just could not achieve this. But about, I don't know, going on a year ago or so, we took another look at this and we said, you know, this is something we absolutely need for the church. The youth ministry office here at the LCMS had asked about it in the past for the youth gathering. And so they always provide a Lutheran Study Bible for the participants of the youth gathering. And they said, boy, that'd be great if it was electronic, you know, in an app form. We've had it available on Kindle for years, but the functionality of it and the user experience of it is just left something to be desired. Very stilted, very difficult to navigate through it and everything. So we took a fresh look at it. We went to our board and said, hey, this is something that we have to do. We can't prove out the finances necessarily to make this a sustainable product, but this is something that we have to invest in for the church. And they agreed and gave us the green light to do it. And so 7 months later, here we are with an app ready to go for the church.
We have experience with developing an app, and it's
yes, we do.
It's not always the most joyful experience trying to develop an app. It's very challenging.
It's a lot harder than you think it's going to be.
Yes.
Always.
Some people think, oh, it's very simple. You have this great resource in a print material, you know, in print. It's very easy just to take all that content and put it right into an app. It's very simple. I think you did a nice job of explaining earlier that the Lutheran Study Bible is a rather complex piece in and of itself. Then to try to put it into a new format, an electronic format, an app that needs to be accessible, intuitive, easy to navigate.
Yeah.
I can see how that would be challenging. Just trying to develop our own app for KFUO and make it, you know, accessible and easy to use. Mm-hmm. You know, you learn from that first experience. So knowing that this project goes back several years and, you know, to see it really come full circle now and to see it, to see the fruit of that now is just, I think, encouraging for us. So what goes into developing an app for our listeners who have not experienced that? And I know you weren't necessarily doing all the app development yourself, but, you know, what goes into developing an app?
A lot of prayer.
Yeah.
Yes. Agreed.
You know, and one of the challenges is that you have to find a partner that understands what a study Bible is and how it's used, mm-hmm. right? And you can show some models of other ones that are out on the market, and of course we did this, but you still have to have an innate understanding of how a study Bible is used. So you just shrink the number of developers, you know, the pool of developers that you can rely on to do that. And so there were lots of hits and misses, you know, I mean, there was extensive discovery to help them understand what it is. Along the way, we were blessed, though, with somebody from the Wells that was working with a firm, very involved with the Wisconsin Synod. And so he was the lead developer, ended up being the lead developer on this project.
Oh, wow.
And so we were blessed with that. But the other thing we said is, if we're going to do this, we have to have it first rate. I mean, this has to be benchmarkable. This has to be best of class. And so that's where we ended up getting. But, you know, you just think about, you say, I mean, yeah, it'd be simple to just take a PDF, like a screenshot of the Bible and do that. And it's sort of what the Kindle does, right? More mm-hmm. or less. But you have to think about how we use a study Bible. And, you know, you're in Bible class or you're studying on your own and you're going down and you're like, oh, what's that passage mean? And I'm going to drop down to the note at the bottom. And then it's going to cross-reference me to, you know, two chapters prior and see how it differs or is the same there. And then it's going to take me to an article. And before you know it, you're in this rabbit hole and you've got like eight of your fingers holding places in your Bible, right? And you want to get back, though, then to that verse. And so that's what we've been able to accomplish, that it's real easy. You can go down all the rabbit holes you want, but you can always get back to that primary verse that you were studying.
Hmm. So from your perspective, Elizabeth, what have you been learning about just seeing an app develop and seeing this come to fruition? What is it like from your perspective?
One, I am grateful that we have people who have the technological skill to think like this and develop like this, because that's not how I think. Not at all. But just observing and sitting in on some of these conversations with the developers and with our internal team, like hours and hours upon hours of just focusing on minor details that you would think a request to do something simple like adjusting font size should be an easy thing to switch. It's not. I mean, it's seemingly simple changes require extensive mm-hmm. IT work and technical and coding and then the design and making sure everything is just very usable. So I'm just so impressed with people who have those skills, because it's led to this beautiful app, and it's something that I can sit back and go, this is fantastic.
Mm. What makes this Bible app different from, I mean, if you go to your store, wherever you get your apps, and you search Bible, there's a very long list of them. What makes this unique, especially for Lutherans to be able to use?
I think it's the content at the end of the day, right? It was written by Lutherans, primarily for Lutherans, and you can trust that everything that's in a note, that's in an article, is faithful to Scripture and the Lutheran confessions, and pastors can rely on the fact that it's not going to, they're in Bible study and all of a sudden, you know, there's something that's written there that's like, well, that doesn't make sense. You know, Jesus took grape juice and blessed it or something like that. You know, I mean, and so we know that's all wrong, but we know there's other study Bibles that talk about stuff like that, right? And so at the end of the day, it's just the usability of it and the content is what makes it so special.
You're not going to find these distinctively Lutheran study notes in any other study Bible app that's out there. You're only going to get them in the TLSB app.
All right, each of you get to choose your favorite feature. What's your favorite? Uh-oh. What's your favorite feature in?
I'm afraid we might both pick the same thing.
That's okay.
That means it's good.
Yeah, you go first, and I'll come up with a different one, so it's not the same.
No, I am. You know, as you get older, and your eyesight, you know, it's so easy. You can on this. It's a little thing, but you can adjust not only the font size, but the spacing and the letting of the app. So it's very easy on the eyes and easy to read. Now, to back up, I love the content first and foremost, but as far as features go, to be able to adjust it and then to use it on my iPad and to go back and forth with the notes side by side, I guess that's probably two features that I'm giving you, but you know what, there's a lot there, but it's just so easy to consume the content and read through it.
I love that you said letting, by the way.
Publishers, for sure.
Can't help it.
All right. Favorite feature, Jonathan?
Oh, that's exactly what I was going to say, Elizabeth. But,
told you.
No, what I really like is how the study notes scroll with the text. So as you're going or as you're skipping forward 8 or 10 verses, the study notes are right there. But I will go back to this whole aspect of the font size and the letting and everything. I mean, there's so many people that have difficulty with eyesight that easy use of a printed book is really outside of their reach. And, you know, even our larger print, not large print, but larger print study Bible, you know, the font size is only like 11 point or something.
Oh, wow.
And on this, anybody that has more difficulty with seeing can buy a cheap pad, you know, notebook or pad, and they're able to just blow that up to a comfortable reading thing. And so I think it makes scripture more accessible for so many people in our church, especially as we're talking about an aging church body. So really excited about that.
Yeah, in the last 2 years, I've really come to understand that and appreciate that.
Yeah, me too.
Other features that are other things about the Lutheran Study Bible app that you want to share with us today?
Yeah, we'll go back and forth on these. So my next one is that I can send a verse to a friend or a family member.
That's nice.
Yeah, you can also go through and you can highlight and save your verses, and you can also take notes. So you can click in and you can take notes and save your notes right there in the app.
That's outstanding. Yes. There's
a great index where you can go to a topic, either a topic, a modern day topic or a Bible topic, and you can click on it and it talks about death, for instance, or grieving or whatever the case may be.
Say if you do use the app on an iPad or a tablet, you can have, and you're using it in landscape, you have your study notes side by side with the Bible text. And
nice.
Scroll through those together.
Reading plan?
There are reading plans, and we will continue to build those out over time. There's a couple in there already.
And Sarah has already requested another one, so
I have.
We'll share that with the team.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Wow. So it really is accessible, intuitive, and resources that Lutherans and others would appreciate. Certainly all the notes that you find in the Lutheran Study Bible are going to be great resources as
well. All the maps, too.
All the maps.
If it's in the physical book, you are going to find it in the app.
Wow.
Yep.
Any idea how many hours? No? Okay.
A lot.
Countless.
There were so many people with so much time. And like Elizabeth has said before, even the decision on what font to use and how it worked with the most, it was well tested, well discussed, changed in the process, and we landed on something that's just beautiful to use.
All right. How do you get the Lutheran Study Bible app?
Well, it's available for both iOS and Android devices. So if you are an Apple user, it's in the Apple Store. If you use Android, go to Google Play. Or you can search for the TLSB app on the CPH website. It'll take you right to those links.
Very good. I've downloaded it and used it a little bit already.
Yep.
It's super easy, Sarah.
Yep.
Downloaded
Same year.
It. Yes.
I used it in Bible study this Sunday.
Very good. Really handy. The Lutheran Study Bible app from Concordia Publishing House. We're going to talk about another great resource in just a moment when we come back. We're going to talk about mental health.
Yes.
We like to talk about that here on the
Coffee
Hour.
Yes. Very much. Yes.
All right, we'll continue the conversation in just a moment with our friends from Concordia Publishing House. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are talking with our friends from Concordia Publishing House about some great resources to support you in your daily life. The Lutheran Study Bible app is a really handy resource, really accessible and easy to use on your mobile device or on a tablet, on an iPad, things like that as well. And now moving back into preparation for the school year. I know it's summer, but we can talk about, because teachers are working teachers are working on curriculum for the fall.
Yep.
And a great new resource called Resilient Minds, Christ-Centered Mental Health Curriculum. So let's talk about that. Why do we need a Christ-centered mental health curriculum today?
Yeah, I'll start out on that one. You know, I remember back in the midst of COVID hearing a statistic that over 25% of our junior high through young adult people had considered suicide in the last year.
Wow.
I mean, and that just floored me, you know. And so, you know, we talked about it as the team, and the youth gathering actually had some data along those lines as well. And we're like, we have to be able to provide resources that our schools and congregations are going to need around mental health issues. And so we've got a great team at Concordia Publishing House. You guys have met a lot of them, had a lot of them on here, and they took that challenge. And they started talking to the authors of Resilient Minds, who were also developing something at the same time. And when great minds get together, wonderful things happen.
What ages is this curriculum for?
So what we've just released is for middle school. So there is a level for 5th and 6th grade and a level for 7th and 8th. The team is currently working on a high school level, but the authors, when they started doing their research for this, were focused in on that middle school age. Mm-hmm. And I think as a parent of a middle schooler, I could tongue-in-cheek say, why do we need this? Like, well, let's go look at my son's class. But in all seriousness, we're still unraveling the effects that COVID had on these students who were in first grade, second grade, when the pandemic hit and had to be shut down. So it's definitely something that is a growing issue. And I know I've talked to educators who say we definitely need something like this in our classroom. So there has been a lot of enthusiasm for this.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit more about how this was developed. I know you're talking about authors and partners and people. How is this curriculum brought together?
Yeah, so we were working with three clinicians that were joined together at Concordia University Irvine, one of our schools, and Belinda Karg, Jeremiah Stokes, and Kara Bratton. And so they're the experts, you know, but they knew their focus. They were not creating a resource for other mental health professionals. They were creating these resources for Lutheran and other Christian school teachers that would be leading their classes through that. So that was very intentional on their mind.
I was going to say it's kind of fun because they started this before the pandemic. And as they say in the foreword to the curriculum, God's timing is always perfect. Mm-hmm. So they had no idea how needed this was going to be as they were in the early phases of developing this.
Yeah.
And they field tested it a lot. So as they were developing it, they were presenting on it, and they really honed the material to what was most essential to give to classroom teachers.
Thanks be to God we have mental health professionals that care about middle school students and high school students, that care about youth in our church today and in our schools as well. What does it mean to be a Christ-centered curriculum? Why do we need a mental health curriculum that's particularly Christ-centered? How is this different than other mental health curriculum that might be used for middle school or high school students?
Well, I would say the authors approached this from a strengths-based perspective. So they're starting with the baseline of wellness. Mm-hmm. And just as we teach our kids to take care of their bodies physically, you know, we want to help them spiritually as well. And it all works together, right? The effects of sin are on all of us. It affects us in our mental health. And so they really developed this from the point of view of wellness, not illness, to help the students develop healthy strategies for addressing different things that they're going to experience, you know, and mm-hmm. rooted in God's word and how God cares for us and cares for our bodies. So it's not a diagnostic curriculum. It's not trying to identify this is wrong with Bobby in the classroom and this is wrong with Sally, but it's to help the students throughout the lessons really develop strategies that they're going to need to care for their mental health as they grow.
What are some of the highlights in the curriculum? Just a few things that are really unique and really make this curriculum useful and engaging for both the teachers and the students.
One thing that I like as a parent is that the curriculum, it's 12 lessons long, and so the teachers have all they're given the tools to help identify the learning objectives. There's a Bible verse that goes along with each one of them. But there's a nifty little student book that the kids can work through. And I use the word nifty. That's not a word I use all the time.
I mean, it is nifty. I agree.
It is. My son will appreciate this. And it's so the students, as they work through it, when they're done with the 12 lessons, they keep this and it becomes a resource for them to have at home and to look back on. And so if they're going through something and they realize, I'm feeling anxious today, oh, there was something here. So I just opened up the student book. When I'm anxious, I can use these strategies to calm down. And so it carries on with the student to have that resource with them at home where they can quickly go look at it because they've been told it's there and that it's important.
Yeah.
And they can get that reminder and that refresher.
I need that as an adult, too. I'm just gonna use this student book in my own life right now.
I think it'll help all of us. I mean, as a parent, I hope that my son's school will go through this with the students because you are seeing this in the way that the kids are behaving in classes and how they're treating each other and just in the one-on-one conversations having as a parent with my child. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to know that there is a curriculum there that can help support the students and that, you know, we can learn along with them as they go.
This was really developed with it as a resource with the Lutheran teacher in mind, right? That this was really developed so that you don't have to be a mental health professional to teach or to lead this course.
You bet. We realize that Lutheran school teachers are pulled in all directions. They have a full day already with curriculum they're trying to cram in. And so we really developed a mindful of that. You can see as you look at them, the listeners can't see, unfortunately, you know, they're written to be engaging. They're written to be able to take them out and just use them. We have PowerPoint presentations. Everything is ready almost in a prepackaged solution for the educator to make it as easy as possible on them to cover this important curricular topic.
Well, the lessons build on each other, mm-hmm. and they're also designed to help spark those conversations. So you might be outside of your lesson time on this, but there may be something that happens later in the day. So the conversation can be sparked to harken back to, okay, remember what we discussed about here? How can we find those coping strategies if you're feeling anxious? There's family letters to send home to engage the family as well. So it really is, with the materials given to the teachers and learning objectives and different notes, along with professional counselor notes in there. So the teachers, as Jonathan said, they really do have everything that they need to get this going and work through it with the students.
Mm. Yeah. It gives the common language too, and for something like this it can be difficult to talk about having that common language of being able to say words that actually mean something to the kids is really important.
Mm-hmm. All those things we've been talking about on Mental Health Mondays.
Right. It's amazing.
Now in a curriculum for middle school.
It's beautiful.
And you mentioned this also working on this as a curriculum for high school as well, correct?
That's in development right now.
That's outstanding.
Fantastic.
How can we find more about Resilient Minds?
cph.org/resilientminds, and that'll take you and let you have an overview and download some samples and learn more about it there.
Very good. So if you're listening right now and you are a teacher, that's a great way to check it out. If you're listening and you're a parent or someone who cares about children and youth, you can just share that link, share today's program.
Share with your teachers.
With the teachers. Yes. Yes. You better believe that the middle school teachers will be getting a link to this episode today. Yes. I mean that seriously because this is a really valuable and important resource for students, for teachers today. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing these great resources with us today. The Lutheran Study Bible app and Resilient Minds from Concordia Publishing House. Our guest today, Elizabeth Pittman, Director of Public Relations for CPH. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
And Jonathan Schultz, President and CEO of Concordia Publishing House. Thanks for being our guest.
Thanks for letting us be here today with you.
CPH.org is where you can find these resources. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.